There's a big discussion in the halakha. The gavet, the terachot, and the arba kosot. Everybody agrees that you have to make borei pri gefen on kos rishon, because that's the first cup. You didn't make borei pri gefen before that. There's no argument on kos rishon. And there's no argument on kos shlishi. On the third cup, you already made Birkat HaMazon. So therefore, once you make Birkat HaMazon, you're finished. So therefore, the third cup is considered a new item. So there's no argument on Kos Rishon and Kos Shlishi. Everybody agrees you must make Borei Pri HaGefen. So where's the Mahloket? The Mahloket is on Kos Sheni and Kos Revi'i. On the second cup and on the fourth cup. What's the Mahloket? The Gemara Pesachim says, in the name of Ravina, that each one of the kosot is considered a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It's a separate mitzvah. And therefore the Rif, the Ben Yitzhak Al-Fasi, says, because each one is a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzma, so Amrei Rav Vata, the Hachamim said, that you have to make a barakha al kol kos ve'kos. Because each one's a separate mitzvah. Even though it's hard to understand, just because each one's a separate mitzvah, why should that make a separate beracha? Rabbeinu Asher, for example, asks a question. He says, by tefillin, we have two separate mitzvot. The tefillin shel yad is one mitzvah, and the tefillin shel rosh is a separate mitzvah. And we only make one beracha, and we make laniach tefillin, laniach tefillin covers both mitzvot. You don't have to make a beracha on each mitzvah. The Rif also brings an ayah from the Gemara in Hulin. The Rif says that the Gemara in Hulin is mashma, that if a person, let's say, made Birkat HaMazon, so he has to make a new beracha on the kos. Why? Because the Gemara's language is, because since at the time of Birkat HaMazon he cannot make gefen, right? Bishat beracha, he cannot make a beracha, so therefore it's considered hefsek. So he says, Huadin, when a person is reading the Haggadah Shel Pesach, can he say the Borei Pri HaGefen at the time that he's reading the Haggadah? He cannot say Haggadah with Borei Pri HaGefen simultaneously, so therefore the Haggadah is considered hefsek. The Rosh doesn't understand what type of hefsek this is. Why should the Haggadah should be considered hefsek? We learned already in Maran, and it's a Gemara Mefureshet, that if a person is eating a Sa'udah, and in the middle of a Sa'udah, it's the time to pray Minha. He has to stop the Sa'udah to pray Minha. What does the Halakha say? After he finishes Minha, he goes back to the Sa'udah and he continues eating. It's not considered Hifsek. So just like Tefillah is not considered Hifsek, so that Gadah should not be considered. Don't bring me a question for Birkat HaMazon. Birkat HaMazon is Hifsek ve'esei Hada'at. It's a different type of hefsek. Birkat HaMazon, when a person makes Birkat HaMazon, his mind is off eating. He's finished eating already. So therefore, there's no proof from Birkat HaMazon to Haggadah Shel Pesach. So therefore, comes out we have a fantastic machloket between Rabbeinu Asher and Rabbeinu Yitzhak Al-Fasi. And the Tosafot agrees with Rabbeinu Yitzhak Al-Fasi. The Ashkenazim, they posek like the Tosafot and the Rif. And therefore they hold you have to make a beracha on every single kos. It's hard to understand, but that's the shita. Maybe because when a person makes the kiddush, his mind is that the gefen is only for the kiddush. It's like there's a tenai. That is, kiddush, the gefen is only for the kiddush and not for the next cup. That's what the Taz wants to say. That it's a built-in kavanah, that he only wants to make it for kiddush. And when he drinks the second cup, his kavanah by gefen is only for this cup and the third cup, etc. That's the way the Taz wants to know, but the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't understand this condition. In any event, that's the Sevara of the Ashkenazim. They follow the Rif and the Tosafot that they have to make a baracha al kol kos vekos. However, according to Maran in Taf Ayin Dalet and Halakha Aleph, we follow the Shita of the Rosh that says what? You only make a beracha on kos rishon, beracha rishona, al kos rishon and kos shlishi. We do not make a beracha on kos Sheni and Ankor Sivi'i. We consider that what? Just because they're separate mitzvot, it's separate mitzvot. It is a separate mitzvah, but that doesn't make you make a beracha. There's no essay adar. And the Haggadah is not considered an efsek. And therefore, the halacha, we do not make a gefen, not on the second cup, and not on the fourth cup.